Well, 28 people were living in a building in Drogheda, which was accommodating applicants for international protection, when it was set on fire on Friday night. Four children, including a baby, were rescued from the top floor of the building, with Gardaí saying the blaze was started deliberately and was an extremely dangerous act. We'll be joined in a moment by the Minister of State for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Colm Brophy. But first, a Fine Gael councillor, Edgiro O'Hare Stratton, who knows some of the residents at the IPES Centre personally, spoke to our reporter Jackie Fox about what the residents told her when she visited them yesterday.
The adults were very shocked. Two of the ladies were near tears. One of them was actually crying, so I hugged her. I said to her, look, the people of Drogheda that I know are very friendly, you know that. They're very hospitable, and you know that she agreed with me. Drogheda has been home from home for her. She's never experienced anything like this, only but welcome. So I said, okay, hold on to that, because don't let the action of one individual spoil everything you have enjoyed for the last 2 years. And the other lady, the Algerian lady, said to me, Ejiro, you're right. I don't think he represents the people of Drogheda. And the 8 years old turned around and said to me, if not for me, everybody will be dead, because I saw the fire first and I ran to rescue everybody.
Minister Brophy, good afternoon. What happened in Drogheda comes just a couple of weeks since the attack on the City West IPES Centre in West Dublin. Should the government now initiate a review of security at all IPES centres to ensure this isn't repeated?
Well, first of all, just can I begin by saying my utter condemnation of what we saw in that attack in Drogheda, and indeed in violence at City West. But particularly in Drogheda, it is totally unacceptable. And I know that an Garda Síochána are now engaged in an investigation there. And we must make sure, though, to answer your question, and I've already talked to officials in the department in relation to this, that we look at security in relation to all IPAS facilities. I think it is something we need to be conscious of. People are there. They're living their lives. In this particular instance, there were women and children just going about a daily life, and their safety must be of utmost concern.
And would that security review have a timeline? Would you be able to say at this juncture when such a review could be conducted and completed?
Well, I would like to see a review conducted as speedily as possible, obviously, because, as I said, we have to recognise that people are living currently in IPAS centres. We have a duty of care to those people, and we must ensure that that duty of care is upheld.
It's now understood that an accelerant was used to set the stairs alight in Drogheda. Yesterday, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, promised there would be serious consequences for those responsible. What are the consequences for such a serious crime?
Well, I'm obviously conscious that there's an ongoing investigation by An Garda Síochána, but the video which I have seen, and I have no doubt many people have seen, is truly shocking. It is somebody deliberately choosing to put an accelerant onto a stairway, which would have serious implications for people trying to get out of the building. It's a truly shocking crime that we're talking about, and I think we need to see the full rigours of An Garda Síochána deployed in the investigation of this, and that serious consequences flow for the perpetrators of such a heinous attack.
Because the residents there agree with you. One woman who was resident in Drogheda told RT News that her children are lucky to be alive this morning. Now, given the gravity of the case, the Green Party suggests that Minister O'Callaghan should invoke Section 20 of the Garda Síochána Act 2005 to determine or revise priorities for An Garda Síochána to deal with this type of problem. Is that a suggestion you would take on board?
I know that An Garda Síochána are totally focused on the investigation of this crime, that they will deploy the all necessary resources to do it, and they have already engaged, obviously, in this investigation. I want to let the Gardaí get on with that investigation. I think what is important is to have a speedy investigation, and for the Gardaí to be allowed to continue to do their work.
The violent scenes at City West, which you mentioned a moment ago, led to a refocus on the government's migration policies. The Thorn Minister Simon Harris said last week that our numbers are too high, Ireland's asylum seeker system is not working, and existing policies should be reconsidered in what he called a very serious way. Is that not an admission of abject failure?
What the Tánaiste was saying there, and I quite clearly agree with the Tánaiste, and I have been working on this since I became Minister for Migration, the first time such a post was created within the Department of Justice, is we need a set of concrete reforms to have a firm, fair and effective system for migration. Part of what we're doing, and there's a number of them, is we are bringing in what people call the Migration Pact, which is obviously going to go through the door as the International Protection Bill. That'll shorten the length of time that people go through the process down to an average of 12 weeks. It'll be a transformational difference in terms of getting people in and out of the system. This is in relation to IPAS. I'm also bringing forward to a cabinet subcommittee meeting a firm proposal, which I believe in, is that when people are actually working and going through IPAS and they're entitled to do so after 6 months, that they make a contribution towards the cost of being in the system, because everything must be predicated on having a firm, fair and effective system. And finally, in terms of fairness and fairness when it comes to IPAS, it's really important to recognise that for both the state and for the people going through it, having a system that does away with the old system where people were there far too long, was far too cumbersome, it gives them the certainty of knowing within about 12 weeks what their outcome will be, and it gives the state the certainty of being able to say, if you're successful, you can remain in Ireland, but for the 80% or so of cases that aren't successful, that you must leave. And the Tánaiste specifically was referencing the fact, and I totally agree with him on this, that we must have as part of that firm, fair and effective system, a deportation system that works.
So what does when that you've served, mean?
It means that when you're served a deportation order, that you leave. And we must work to ensure that. And can I just point out, though,
just to clarify that, because it is an issue of real public debate. When you say must leave, does that mean immediately, or what timeline are you putting on? Because obviously, in some cases, there can be appeals.
Well, absolutely. So we're not talking about having a situation where somebody does not have a right to invoke an appeal, but we are talking about a situation where, when the process has exhausted, the deportation order has been given, that the person must then leave. We have done that in terms so far. We have brought in deportation flights, which we have introduced. We've also increased the number of deportation orders which are being signed. And also we're facilitating on two fronts. We're facilitating, obviously people can self-deport, but we're also putting in place a programme where before we get to that, before we even get to that process at all, that people are offered voluntary return. And that's the most cost-effective system to the state that saves the system hundreds of thousands if we can actually say to people, here is an option where you can actually withdraw your appeal and leave, and we will assist you with that.
Isn't the truth, Minister Brophy, that we simply don't know how many people are in the state who have received deportation orders? That's just a fact.
We have a system at this moment in time, and it is part of the fact that we have a common travel area, that we don't have exits, so we don't have a definitive exit. I still think we can work around, in terms of our current system, to increase drastically the number of people that leave with deportation orders.
How do you respond to criticism from people like the Social Democrats' justice spokesperson Gary Gannon, who said this week, the Tánaiste, Simon Harris, is cynically trying to blame vulnerable people caught up in a broken system for problems the Tánaiste's government created. So the political charge here is that Simon Harris is engaging in deflection.
Yeah, I'll say now what I said directly to Gary Gannon when he last made such a ludicrous comment, and he was sitting beside me at the time. It is a problem we face with the discussion around migration and integration in this country, that when serious politicians like the Tánaiste, who have at their heart the desire to make the system work and want to make it work, make any type of judgment call or comment, they are then lumped into extremism or they are targeted with that brush. What that does, I believe, and that type of comment by Deputy Gannon, is to make it incredibly difficult for the centre ground of Irish politics, which is not just the government, but I believe includes far more than that, and also for Irish people to have the type of meaningful discussion we must have around migration and integration.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons why I, as Minister, am bringing forward, along with my ministerial colleagues, a specific new strategy for migration and integration, which we'll see next year.
And no doubt will be debated in the Dáil, and no doubt Gannon will be able to take his opportunity to discuss it. The Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, confirmed yesterday that he's examining reducing from 90 days to 30 days the amount of time Ukrainian refugees are housed in state accommodation. Do you really believe that 30 days is a fair and reasonable amount of time to find alternative accommodation? Because the Irish Refugee Council CEO Nick Henderson doesn't.
Well, Nick Henderson is wrong. I do believe it is. It is something I would like to see. I know it will be discussed at the sub-cabinet meeting. It's something government will make a decision on. I believe we have a fair system at the moment in relation to how we handle
people arriving in from Ukraine. We have had that system in place for a number of years, and we've made a number of adjustments to it.
On this specific one,
I support it in the same way that I made an adjustment there in the reduction of the ARP payment, which I also support. And I believe what we must have is moving towards a point where on a pan-European level, the European Union will make a decision around ending international protection. We need to have a system in place that's effective both in terms of Ukrainians living here in Ireland and for the Irish state.
Before you go, concern has been expressed, we heard it in the lunchtime bulletin, about analyst Ivan Yates, who was commenting on the presidential election as a podcaster, while also, it's been revealed, training the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate Jim Gavin. Your view?
Well, my view very quickly is his training was very poor anyway. That's one thing on the Jim Gannon front. But more seriously, and much more importantly, both Fianna Fáil, I think, have questions to answer, and I don't think they can just dismiss it. But most importantly, we have regulations around fairness and impartiality that affect broadcasters, and we need to look at the work which Ivan Yates did and the comments he was making, which were being made in the context of someone who was involved in a campaign which nobody listening at the time knew. And I think that's something that a number of broadcasters and maybe the regulator will need to look at, because we're all told when we come into a studio during an election campaign, yes, you would say to me, Colm, you have this amount of time, you cannot say X, because we have to have balance and fairness. Now, if that was happening by somebody who was actually commercially involved in a campaign but not declaring that to the broadcasters who they were coming on to contribute to or work with, I think that raises some serious questions.
You're from Fine Gael. Fine Gael, yes, is in government with Fianna Fáil. What are the questions that you want to hear from your, or answers you want to hear from your coalition partners?
I just think it's surprising that no one in Fianna Fáil would think of putting their hand up and saying, oh, by the way, this person is actually working as part of our team on the campaign. That's a very simple thing to have done, and it's amazing they didn't.
Minister of State for Migration, Colm Brophy, thank you very much for joining us this Sunday lunchtime.
Thank you very much.